Thanks for listening to the AM 620 KPOJ podcast, sponsored by the Better World Club, providing travel services, auto insurance, and 24/7 nationwide roadside assistance, but not part of the highway lobby. This is Tom Hartman, Better World Club member since first moving to Oregon. Check out their eco benefits like the nation's only bicycle roadside assistance and their e-newsletter, Kicking Asphalt, at betterworldclub.com.
Welcome to AM 620 KPOJ. Now Tom Hartman, nationwide, 9 to noon, AM 620 KPOJ and 620kpoj.com.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you. Last night, after I got off the air, I went over to the Russell Senate office building, and there was a gig that the Democrats in the Senate were putting on, where they had a kind of dog and pony show, a number of senators coming through and talking about what their agendas were. There was a lot of progressive media there. My friend Kari Chisholm from Blue Oregon was there. Senator Jeff Merkley showed up. Bernie Sanders came by and said hi. It was great to see Bernie. There was there was a whole bunch of talk show or a couple of talk show hosts there. But that wasn't the highlight for me. The highlight for me was when I saw Joe Madison walk by. Joe Madison is I consider him a dear friend. I hope he feels the same way. Joe went with us. You'll remember Joe when we broadcast live from the border of Darfur in South Sudan. Joe and his wife Sherry were with me, and he's been on our show a number of times. Joe is referred to as the Black Eagle here in Washington, D.C., the host of the morning show on News Talk 1450 WOL AM, and also nationally on XM Satellite Radio, human rights, civil rights activist. JoeMadison.com is website. Joe, welcome to the show.
Well, welcome. Yes, I consider you not only a dear friend, a brother, and your son, Jason. And I hope everybody's doing okay.
Yeah, all is well, Joe. Yeah,
good seeing you, too. Yeah, it was really good seeing you. And I'm not going to waste a lot of your time, man, because I got on my airways this morning, as I promised, to really give Senator Arlen Specter a piece of my mind and to ask people to call in to his show, because as individuals know by now, Arlen Specter invoked a little-known Senate rule that any senator during a committee hearing can, in fact, ask for a delay in a confirmation of a nominee. And so Senator Specter, who announced that Eric Holder, who is a good friend of mine, and I think just is going to be probably one of the most outstanding attorney generals this country has had, announced yesterday to Senator Leahy that he's going to invoke unprecedentedly this rule.
Yep.
And it now delays Eric Holder's nomination. Or confirmation, I should say, for one whole week.
And
one
this
whole damn week, man.
Yep. And Joe, this is why I asked you to come on the show, because you were, among a whole million other reasons, you're always welcome here. But what you told me last night about your relationship with Eric Holder and his literally stopping you on the streets about this, I don't know to what extent you want to tell that story on the air.
Well,
but
let me tell the way the story wasn't. Let me tell you, I'm walking to the same event that you're going to, right? And so Sherry and I, who happens to be my executive producer, we're walking down the street, headed to the Russell office, Senate office building, and I see Eric getting in his car with all his protection, Secret Service. And I said, there's Eric. And as we walk by, thinking he's gone, the car stops, he jumps out with his protection, and says, Joe, Sherry, and then he says, man, they are trying to go after me. And I said, I heard what Senator Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania did. And he said, look, you got to get on the air and let people know what's happening. And I said, you can count on us doing it. And I'm headed over to meet with a group of progressive talk show personalities, and I will share this information with them. And that's when I saw you and others, and I tried to get an audience with Senator Reid, but I got in there too late, and he had to leave. But I did talk to a number of senators, and one is, yes, this, there is a Senate rule. And so he has a right to do this. Specter has a right to do this. The question is, Tom, why would he do it? Right. And it goes back to what someone said today on my show. Here we have a president of the United States that said, let's put aside childish political games. Now, that's what he said in his inauguration. And because people are tired of it. So Senator Arlen Specter says, I'm going to vote for Eric Holder, and he is qualified. I'm just going to delay it. And the reason is, and there's got to be a reason, because nothing happens by accident in this town, politically speaking. And the reason is that, I'll use the word I used on my show today, they want to tenderize. Mm-hmm. Eric Holder.
Yep.
They want to beat him up for one whole week. Conservative talk hosts will beat him up. They'll beat him up for a week. Now, keep in mind, I don't know if you were there when Senator Carl Levin of Michigan spoke to our group.
I was not in the room, so you can tell the story.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you what he said.
Yeah.
They've got a 200-page report that is due in, and the U.S. Attorney General will get this 200-page report, which in essence talks about illegal torturing that took place and was ordered from the highest levels of our government, and it would be the U.S. Attorney General who will determine who will get prosecuted. Say no more. There,
right.
That's what we call connecting the dots.
Yeah. Well,
so go ahead.
Well, I was just going to toss in one other dot. The breaking of the FISA law. There is a lawsuit by some reporters against the administration, saying that they believe that they were wiretapped, and it led to this weird thing where the court said, well, we can't confirm whether it happened or not, and you can't prosecute because you can't prove that it happened. So there were these dates when it probably happened: February 19, February 29, March 10, 11, 12, et cetera. When the lawyers for Al Harriman were being wiretapped, and also when reporters were being wiretapped, and it's the Al Harriman lawyers, one of the Guantanamo guys, when they believed that they were wiretapped. But there is one particular date where we know that George Bush took specific action. That's March 11th, 2004, and that's when, you'll recall, Comey was filling in for John Ashcroft. Ashcroft was in the hospital, and Comey went to his bedside to prevent Alberto Gonzalez and Andy Card from allowing him to sign the authorization for FISA. So he refused to sign it. He said, this is illegal. So Bush signed it himself. And on March 11th, 2004, Bush authorized this program himself, and that was a crime. And the statute of limitations on that runs out on March 11th, 2009.
Thank you. I was waiting for you to get to that point.
So if they can run out the clock on this thing.
Going on. There's your other doctor, statute of limitations. So I'm an action-oriented talk show host. So here's what I'm asking people to do. And man, I love you for allowing me to come on. And that is, look. Progressives and people who just simply are decent, I don't care whether you're conservative, liberal, Republican, or Democrat, we've got to stop playing these games. People need to call Arlen Specter and tell his office, and that's what folks are doing this morning, call his office and say, look, stop this.
Yeah, take off the hold on Holder and let it go through. And pardon my interrupting you, Joe, but we're just about out of time. And I want to tell people that if they go to callcongress.org, it's a website that we put up that lists all the toll-free numbers that get you into the Capitol Hill switchboard. So you can call from anywhere in the country, for free, and simply ask for Arlen Specter's office, and they will connect you directly with his office.
All right. Well, I wish I had that this morning. I had people calling a regular number, but I'll get it from you.
Callcongress.org. Callcongress.org. Yeah. It just points to a page on my website where I've got a list of all the 800 numbers we've been able to find that lead to Congress.
And tell them to call and tell Arlen Specter's office to eliminate this delay, to lift this, and to get him confirmed. Let's not wait a week, because this is game playing that Barack Obama has said we really don't have time for. And I'm telling you, Eric Holder is a strong, he's going to be a superb attorney general, very independent. And I understand the power of the attorney general, because he'll be the one to determine whether or not officials in that administration and maybe Bush himself and Cheney will be prosecuted.
I think he could be another Bobby Kennedy, you know, that kind of power.
I think you're absolutely 100% correct.
And that's why they're afraid of him. And that's why, as you say, they're trying to tenderize him. And secondarily, tenderize Barack Obama, his president.
It's absolutely. Thank you, Tom, for letting me do this.
Thank you. God bless you for coming on, Joe. Thanks so much. JoeMadison.com, the website. Great talking with you, Joe. Thank you. It is 16 minutes past the hour. Our telephone number, 866-303-2270. I'll be here with you for the first hour. My plane got bumped, so Peter B. Collins will be taking the second and third. We'll be taking your calls right after this break.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Annoy Hannity. Listen to Hartman. Tom Hartman, nationwide. AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Now, I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. Yes, there will be fluctuations in the price of gold, but gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You can call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but in my humble opinion, the long-term future for the dollar is very uncertain. That's why some nations don't even want U.S. dollars today. That's why I'm buying gold for the long term. So call my friends at ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's really very simple. Just talk to the experts at ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Taking the complicated and making it sound simple.
This is a change in the definition of what America is.
Rachel Maddow.
We've long had a very, 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 very diverse country. We just have been very resistant to the idea that our government ought to look as diverse as our country.
That has now changed.
But it is also a big day for the Democratic Party. And it is a very big day for the Republican Party.
Rachel Maddow.
Which now has no obvious leader, no clear direction.
Evening, 6 to 8.
No clear guiding ideology, either economically or in terms of foreign policy.
On AM 620. KPOJ.
What's worse than losing half of your investments? It's recovering and letting it happen all over again. I'm Bill Meyer, president of Strategic Group, a Portland investment advisor firm. If you're looking for an investment advisor that has a different strategy geared for investing in this volatile market and have 500,000 of investable assets, call now for a free consultation. 503-222-9737.
Real people, real results. Strategic Group.
Men, listen carefully. If you suffer from any type of erectile dysfunction, Oregon Male Performance Clinic can help you now, regardless of your age or medical history. If you want to perform for 45 minutes, an hour, 90 minutes, or longer, call 503-443-1000 in Portland. There's no pain or surgery, just the newest available safe and effective medications given to you by one of our licensed Oregon physicians. Our doctors are so sure you will have a positive reaction to our medication on the first visit that if you don't, it's free, guaranteed. In Portland, call 503-443-1000 now. If you want to perform for up to 90 minutes or longer, or if you suffer from PE, it doesn't matter what medications or health problems you have. If Viagra and Cialis have let you down, in Portland, call 503-443-1000 today and see why our patients now have happy, healthy, complete sex lives.
AutoZone.
Are you overdue for an oil change? If so, don't put your car's engine at risk.
Get in the zone.
Now at AutoZone, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $16.99. That's right, $16.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Don't wait until it's too late. Maximize your engine's life and performance. Get to AutoZone. Do it yourself and save.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
TurboTax presents a message from Ulysses S. Grant.
You know, since I'm the guy on the $50 bill, that means I know how you can get more $50 bills in your wallet. All you have to do is use TurboTax. See, with TurboTax, you don't have to spend a lot to do your taxes, and you get the maximum refund, guaranteed, which means you and I can spend a lot more time together.
TurboTax. Choose easy. Get started at TurboTax.com. Money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Now back to Tom Hartman nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station, AM 620 KPOJ.
I guess I must have done something right some other time or place, maybe some other life. There's no way I deserve have been blessed.
That's my mantra. Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you, 21 minutes past the hour. Just a few quick updates here before we get back into this whole issue around Eric Holder. I'm telling you, this is the thing that has Dick Cheney sweating bullets. This is the thing that has these guys waking up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat, is the fact that there may be prosecutions for illegal wiretapping and torture. And frankly, I think it goes even beyond that. And Joe and I were talking about this last night, and we have a consensus on this. A number of other folks were around. Some people think that it's pushing the envelope, but consider that during the Sam Alito hearings, when they were, and actually for a year leading up to them, the Alito hearings, when the Republicans wanted to get this right winger onto the Supreme Court. There was a guy operating out of Orrin Hatch's Senate office who hacked into Teddy Kennedy on the Judiciary Committee, and Pat Leahy and others, but in particular Ted Kennedy's computer, hacked into his computer and read his email every day. They read all the memos that the Democrats were preparing about what their strategy was going to be on Alito, what the questions were going to be that they thought would really reveal him. So the Republicans were totally ready. Alito was totally prepped. He knew what stories to tell. He knew what lies to say. He knew what truths to say, everything. And the Democrats couldn't figure it out. It was like, how did this happen? And then it came out that this staffer of Orrin Hatch's had been spying on the Democrats. Now, in March of 2004, George Bush, over the objections of the acting Attorney General of the United States of America, George Bush authorized the National Security Agency to spy on Americans. And last night on Keith Olbermann's show, and again he's going to revisit that tonight on Keith Olbermann's countdown program on MSNBC, I recommend it to you. He had one of the NSA whistleblowers on, former spy there, who says, yep, we were listening in on reporters. And I'm telling you, there was about a six-month period where Louise thought I was crazy. And because I was saying, you know, when I was having conversations with people, and it wasn't all the time, but it was more than half the time, in particular when I was having conversations that had to do with business, with the radio show, I could hear somebody breathing on the phone. And I'm like, I hear somebody breathing on the phone. And if I said it, it would get louder, which is, you know, in the old spy spook, you know, an open cover, you know, and it's a way of saying, we're watching you and we want you to know we're watching you. Be afraid, be very afraid. And, you know, I talked about it on the air. This was in 2004, 2005. And, you know, I've been doing this show. It'll be 7 years now in March. And I talked about it on the air, and, you know, people say, well, you know, you're probably just, you know, maybe it's your next door neighbor, you know, party line, and say, yeah, you live in Vermont. This is when I was living in Vermont. And, you know, maybe the phones are, you know. No. I mean, we know now that who are they listening to? National quote, news and journalists and commentator. Well, here I am. You know, at that time and at this moment, the show with the largest number of listeners of all of any progressive show in America, the Tom Hartman Program, and you know, not to blow my own horn, I know pride goeth before the fall, and God forbid, but nonetheless. And so, you know, I say that in the context of, you know, of course they were listening in. And that is a crime. And these guys are sweating bullets. They do not want Eric Holder digging into this. And I am of the opinion that not only were they listening in on journalists and talk show hosts, but they were listening in on Democrats as well. And that's the dirty little secret that, in my opinion, they are absolutely terrified. They don't want to get out there. Just to, I promise you, a quick recap of the news. Caroline Kennedy has said, nope, not going to do it. Inside gossip is that Patterson had told her she wasn't going to get it. But who knows? We'll let her leave with dignity. And wish her well. She's a good woman who's done some marvelous things with her life. Dick Cheney, he's saying he wished Bush had pardoned Libby, so I guess it's official. He didn't. Obama, there's some question about whether he's going to allow interrogation techniques outside the Army field manual. We will see. On it goes. Barack Obama has fulfilled his campaign promise to pull combat forces out of Iraq in 16 months. He ordered a new mission to end the war. He's conferring with Ray Odierno, the general, and others on this. Amnesty International has said it has found indisputable evidence of Israel's widespread use of white phosphorus in densely populated residential areas in Gaza City. This is a serious violation of international law. Former U.S. Attorney David Iglesias has been selected as the Gitmo prosecutor. This is a former JAG Corps member. One of the fired U.S. attorneys. Good guy. So, you know, there's a lot going on out there. And of course, you know, the two dissenting senators on Hillary Clinton, it was 94-2 was the vote. And the two who voted against her, David Vitter, who questions her husband's morality, David Vitter, the guy who was busted, you know, with a hooker and got a standing ovation from the Republicans when he came back into Congress. He was on the D.C. Madam's list. And South Carolina's Jim DeMint. Jim DeMint is all upset that Hillary Clinton might allow U.S. taxpayer dollars to be used for birth control. I'm not talking abortion, birth control in foreign countries. Crazies. They're crazies.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 866-303-2270.
Truth is his weapon. Tom Hartman, nationwide, AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com. Now more of Tom Hartman nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station, AM 620 KPOJ.
We live in a political world. Love don't have any place. We live in times where men commit crimes. The crime don't have a face.
Thirty-two minutes past the hour. Broadcasting from the belly of the beast, Washington, D.C. Actually, I'm broadcasting today, and a tip of the hat and many thanks to Ellen Ratner and Lovisa Frost and Jay Tamboli and all the great folks here at the Talk Radio News Service, Bob Ney. They have made their studio available to me in Washington, D.C. I'm right here just down the street from Union Station, next door to the Heritage Foundation, and using the Talk Radio News studios, so it's much appreciated. 866-303-2270, our telephone number, TomHartman.com, by the way. Drop into our live free chat room, AirAmerica.com, for our free video or our free audio stream. Today we don't have video. We will be back with video tomorrow, and, of course, Brunch with Bernie. Bernie Sanders will be with us tomorrow as well. Hack in Providence, Rhode Island. Hey, Hack, what's on your mind today?
I'm great and getting better. How about yourself?
Ditto, Hack. What's up?
Yes, on this auto inspector bribery type of unethical tactic I was trying all morning to get through to the Congress number. I finally got his direct number if you want it. It's 202-224-4254. My thought is that they should bring that old man up on charges because that's as unethical as can be, trying to use not going for proper investigation and getting after those guys that did the torturing. But
well, this is not a crime that our inspector is doing. It's a political game, and he's doing it. My understanding is, and this is the gossip that I'm hearing, is that he's doing it at the specific request of Karl Rove. Now, Karl Rove is one of those people who is right. on the most likely to go to jail list. So there's no surprise here. You said that's 202. What was it?
202-224-4254. And I got through on that in the second call. The guy didn't seem very happy to talk to me, but he listened and he said, okay, thanks.
Yeah, well, be polite, be brief. And, you know, because there will right. be a million other calls coming in, and we don't want to shut their office down. We just want them to know that there's a lot of people out here. Don't go on at length. Don't offer your theories about it. Don't say nasty things about the senator. In fact, be very polite and be very nice, and they'll take you far more seriously.
Remember that the hello.
Yeah, you're still here.
The congressional line has got his answering machine is all full.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
They don't answer at all.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot for the heads up on that hack. And so, you know, give them a shout, 202-224-4254, and you can try the 800 numbers over at callcongress.org. And, of course, call your United States senators, too. Each one of us has two of them. But Arlen Specter, being the ranking minority, the number two guy, the number one Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, is representing not just Pennsylvania but the entire United States in this matter. And holding up Obama's nominee, Holder, Eric Holder, like this is just plain old flat out wrong. I don't know how to say it beyond that. It's just plain old flat out wrong. Nancy in Portland, there's no reason for it other than, as Joe Madison said, tenderizing the guy, A, and B, running out the clock on the statute of limitations that expires in about 5-6 weeks. Nancy in Portland, Oregon, listening on KPOJ. Hey, Nancy.
Hi, Tom. Let's take a very good look this week at Arlen Specter and his history of trying to stop investigations.
Well, we can go back to the Kennedy assassination. He was the guy who came up with the single bullet theory when he was
a
lawyer.
Exactly what I was going to say, because I know you would know about that with your Kennedy book.
Yeah.
Yes, and there's film on that. We must show off who Arlen Specter really is all week long.
Yeah,
Good luck, Tom.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you very much for the call. Yeah, Arlen Specter is the guy. Most people don't realize this. He was a lawyer to the House Committee on Assassinations, as I recall. It was one of the committees that was doing the investigations into the assassination of Jack Kennedy. And he came up with this theory that this bullet came, you know, a single bullet came down, went through Jack's neck, paused in midair for 1.3 seconds, turned right, went about 5 feet, turned left, and went through John Connolly's, whatever it was. I don't remember all the details, but it was absurd. I mean, you know, it was absurd then, it's absurd now, and it became adopted as the official theory of the Warren Commission. That was Arlen. Yes, it's that Arlen Specter. Caroline in Pleasanton, California. Hey, Caroline.
Hi. I had two comments. The first one was, how can we activate the media? I mean, if we call Arlen Specter, that's one thing. But I think that the Senate and the Congress, the best way to get their back would be to hound the traditional media,
yes,
CNN
right.
or whatever, because they don't cover anything.
Most newspapers, and you have the greatest influence if your zip code is your local newspaper, most local newspapers have an online way to submit a letter to the editor. You go to their website, and you know, in our case in Portland, it's OregonLive.com is the website for the Oregonian. You can Google it if it's not real intuitive. SF Gate is like the San Francisco Chronicle, SFGate.com, and
right.
you know, just submit a very, very brief, right to the point, very polite. You know, dear editor, I think this is terrible that Arlen Specter is holding up the nomination of Eric Holder when he has said that the man is qualified and he's going to vote for him. Let's let this man start his job. It's not like there's a shortage of things for the Attorney General to do. And, you know, sincerely, whoever you are. And yes, you're absolutely right, Caroline. And call your local media, even call your right-wing talk show hosts and get them, you know, they'll spit and bluster and fuss at you. But, you know, it'll put the topic on the table. And absolutely. We need to and don't forget all the networks, CBS, NBC, NBC, ABC, MSNBC, CNBC, BBC, CNN, all of them. NPR, all of them have websites where you can fill out a feedback form. Go there, do it. This is. I mean, we need to get this message out. Michael in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, listening on WINS. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Good to talk to you. You know, I used to live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I was born and raised there. I have watched Arlen Specter for years and his tactics when he ran his campaigns. He is the worst kind of chameleon. If you recall when he was about to be chosen as chairman of the Judiciary Committee at the time when the Republicans had control of the U.S. Senate, they had put pressure on him that he could, you know, if he were in any way to be independent, that he would be removed.
Yep.
And so he plays this game where he's critical of Alberto Gonzalez and a lot of other appointees of Bush. And then he goes ahead and votes for it.
Right. He plays for the camera.
Years.
Yeah, he plays for the camera and for all of us. And I've even on a couple of occasions on this show, you know, seen him do one of his little performances. And I said, whoa, hey, maybe Arlen Specter isn't such a bad guy. And then, of course, the vote's the next day. And I'm going, he got me again.
Yes. So the news media pundits look at him as a moderate Republican like Susan Collins or Olympia Snow, which
he's
is
not
anything but the truth.
No, he's not. He's not as bad as Rick Santorum, the former senator
Santorum,
from Pennsylvania.
But I hope that the junior senator from Pennsylvania, Bob Casey, will say something about this as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Although, you know, I think the Senate protocol is pretty much this is in the Judiciary Committee and they're the ones.
And just one little comment. Ed Rendell, who's the governor of Pennsylvania, was once district attorney himself, and he did a fantastic job in the district attorney's office and cleaned up a lot of the mess left by at that time when he was district attorney, Arlen Specter.
Yeah, there you go. Michael, thank you very much for the call, and thanks for listening to us there in Fort Lauderdale. This is just so important. I can't impress upon you how important it is that the Attorney General is the chief law enforcement officer for the United States. And I know that my board is totally solid. There's a bunch of you waiting to get on. I'm going to get back to the calls, but I just have to make this point. If they run out the statute of limitations on this violation of FISA, on Bush signing this thing, it's not just that nobody will go to jail or that Bush won't go to jail. Because, frankly, you know, as much as I'd like to see George Bush behind bars, I think it's far more important that the whole bunch of them, there's probably only 200 or 300 people in this whole cabal between the war and the wiretapping and the whole bunch, you know, from John Yoo out in Berkeley. Hey, John, can you hear us on 960? From John Yoo out in Berkeley to, Alberto Gonzalez to George Bush and to all of the high level but probably mostly unknown functionaries. There's just a couple hundred people. And the problem is that if the statute of limitations runs out, it's going to be very difficult for the Attorney General's office, which is charged with prosecuting, to conduct the kind of investigation that would lead to a prosecution when there's no longer a crime. I mean, how can you get authorization for funding to investigate something that can't lead to a prosecution or a conviction when your job is to prosecute? Congress can investigate it and should. And John Conyers is talking about looking into this stuff, and Senator Carl Levin from Michigan is talking about looking into it. I mean, there's a lot of good folks out there. But, how do you do that? Jay, listening in, I'm assuming it's Seattle, Jay.
Tom, you know, those friends of yours who thought you were crazy, you're crazy smart.
I guess.
Hey, on the statute of limitations issue, you know, it's going to take a lot longer than 6 weeks to come up with probable cause to bring charges. Something
you're
tells
right.
me that there might be a case already in the can, already ready to go, and that could be another reason why they're holding up this nomination.
Count on it, Jay. Count on it. These guys, thank you, and well made and well said. The Obama administration, ever since he got the nomination, I mean, when he defeated Hillary Clinton, they began planning for the first weeks of their presidency, as well as, of course, the campaign. And I suspect, I don't have any inside knowledge on this, this is just a guess on my part, but I suspect that there, as Jay just said, there's something in the can. And they're just, you know, like, what? Remember those old cans of nuts where you peel the top off and the giant worm pops out? The Democrats have one waiting for the Republicans, and Karl Rove knows it. And that's why he has asked Arlen Specter to do his bidding. And I think it's a very good idea to call Arlen Specter's office at 202-224-4254 and let him know.
Visit HartmanRadio.com for live streaming video of the Tom Hartman Program.
Blindingly logical. Tom Hartman, nationwide, AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free by calling 1-800-734-7203. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes, and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-734-7203. That's 1-800-734-7203. Call now, 1-800-734-7203.
You know, the ones, fives, tens, twenties, fifties, and hundreds, that money is backed by what is called the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, the Federal Reserve.
The Mike Malloy Show.
I don't know about you, but I have no faith in this government. And as far as its credit rating, if the U.S. government were rated by one of these rating companies,
what would it be? Zero worth? It's Mike Malloy.
I mean, how do you rate a nation that's $12 trillion in debt?
Evening, 8 to 11. AM 620 KPOJ. 620KPOJ.com.
Get ready to load up on power, performance, and savings during the John Deere Clearance Event. Buy a new in-stock John Deere 5025 series tractor and choose from a free rotary cutter, 0% APR financing for 48 months, or huge implement savings. Hurry! Offer ends February 2nd. See your John Deere dealer today. Finance subject to John Deere credit approval. See your John Deere dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer or go to johndeere.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Hey, thought you were making breakfast.
I am, with McDonald's Breakfast Dollar Menu.
How is that making breakfast?
I'm mixing and matching, you know, putting breakfast together.
We're on a budget.
They're a dollar each. You know, I can't bake warm biscuits or sizzle sausage for that.
True.
I can't put real fruit in yogurt or make crispy hash browns for a buck.
You're so right.
Make your own morning and choose from six wallet-friendly favorites on McDonald's Breakfast Dollar Menu.
This was a brilliant idea.
Yeah, well, I do have my moments.
Breakfast served during breakfast hours only.
Wait a minute. No, she didn't just jump me in line. It is way too early. excuse me. Excuse me. But I know you saw me standing here.
Girl, you are lucky I had a sweet McGriddles and orange juice this morning. Because if I hadn't, it'd be on.
Start your mornings off on the right track with breakfast from McDonald's. A Southern-style chicken biscuit or McGriddle sandwich is enough to put anyone in a good mood and set a positive tone for your day.
Hi, I'm Stefan Agier, president and founder of Green Hammer in Portland. Green Hammer's aim is environmental stewardship, maximum energy efficiency, and long-term effectiveness, while supporting our local economy. Green Hammer is the nation's first and only Forest Stewardship Council certified builder, and has received the highest LEED Platinum rating for remodels and new home construction in the country. To learn how Green Hammer is setting the standard for green building, visit greenhammerconstruction.com or call us at 503-804-1746.
Introducing Blue Ink, Portland's full-service green printer specializing in t-shirts, sweatshirts, bags, and all other textiles. Make more than a shirt. Make a statement with your company and events. For quality and dependability, log on to bluepdx.com and find out how you can buy local and promote your business.
The warning signs of a stroke include sudden numbness or weakness of the face. If you experience this, call 911 immediately. Visit strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE today. A public service announcement from the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Now back to Tom Hartman nationwide on Portland's Progressive Talk Station, AM 620 KPOJ.
There's a local politician, said he needed our vote. He'd put two chickens in every pot and pave all the county roads. But we ain't seen that son of a gun since the day he raised his hand. We're still dodging potholes, eating potted meat and spam. 'Cause it's all about
Well, it seems to be the game. The Republicans are still playing anyway. Welcome back. Tom Hartman with you. 9.5 minutes before the hour. This from the wire services. In the first major initiative of his presidency, President Barack Obama today dispatched Vice President Joe Biden on what he called an important and special mission to Antarctica. The news of Mr. Biden's unexpected trip appeared to take the vice president by surprise as he was in the middle of making a joke about Chief Justice John Roberts. Mr. Obama, yanking away Mr. Biden's microphone, then informed him of the extraordinary journey to the South Pole he was about to undertake. The president was vague about what the mission to Antarctica would entail, but he did indicate it could take up to 4 years. While some witnesses to the scene said that Mr. Biden seemed surprised by the news, his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, offered another version of events during an appearance later on the day in Oprah. Joe was given a choice of places to go, and he picked Antarctica, she said. President Obama said he could also go to the moon or Mars. Dr. Biden's remarks were cut short when President Obama appeared on the set and unplugged her microphone. Other than the Biden news, Mr. Obama's day went as planned, meeting with senior staff, drawing up a budget, and being sworn in as president for the third time. Okay, no, it's not the news. It's not the way. It's Andy Borowitz, BorowitzReport.com. Thank you, Andy. It's nice to have a smile in the middle of a rather sober day. Just to recap, Joe Madison was on our program at the top of the hour. Joe's an old friend. I went to Darfur. My son Justin and I went to Darfur with Joe and his wife Sherry. We did our show live from there last March, March of last year. And Joe is an old friend, I mean literally an old friend of Eric Holder, knows him well. And Joe was walking down the street yesterday on the way to the meeting where Joe and I met last night. And Eric Holder's car pulls up, and the Secret Service hops out, and Eric Holder jumps out and runs over and gives Joe a big hug and then says, you know, they're trying to blow this thing up. They're coming after me with everything they've got. You need to get on the air and tell people this, you know, that this now I'm paraphrasing. Joe gave you the quote, and this is from recollection. But basically, you know, have your people call Arlen Specter's office and say, stop this week-long procrastination thing here. And because what they're trying to do is two things. One, they're trying to, Joe's phrase, tenderize Eric Holder. This is the guy who will have the ability to prosecute Republicans, and they're trying to put the fear of God in him right now. They're trying to take him down a notch. They're trying to weaken him. And by extension, they're trying to weaken Barack Obama, A. And B, in March of 2009, which is just, what, 5-6 weeks from now, in 8 weeks from now, whatever it is, I don't know what the date is, but anyhow, in a few weeks, the 5-year statute of limitations on George Bush, Andrew Card, and Alberto Gonzalez, on George Bush having Andrew Card and Alberto Gonzalez go into the hospital room of John Ashcroft as he was laying there, possibly dying, you know, he had acute pancreatitis, he was in incredible pain. And James Comey, who was the acting attorney general, had heard that these guys were coming. His testimony was just riveting before Congress about this. And he got in his car and he dashed down there, got there before they got there, and they showed up and they wanted Ashcroft, even though he was, you know, Comey was actually the acting attorney general. They wanted Ashcroft to sign off on Bush's authority to wiretap what turns out to be journalists, talk show hosts, and most likely Democrats. And Comey prevented it from happening. Gonzalez and Card left very angry. This was, you know, big news in the hearings. And George Bush signed that thing on March 11th, and that was the day of the crime. And that statute of limitations runs out in a few weeks. And I think that that's a piece of it. I think, you know, it's also this whole tenderizing thing. And we cannot let this happen. You can call Arlen Specter's office. Go to callcongress.org. There are toll-free numbers that will get you to any member of Congress, for that matter. You need to call both of your senators as well and say, please lean on Arlen Specter. The Senate's an old boys club. A few old girls there, too. I don't mean an old joke, but you get the point. And they do lean on each other from time to time, and they do have influence with each other. Chris in Long Island, New York. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good.
Tom, listen, regarding this whole subject now of, you know, prosecution or not for, you know, torture and other, God, the list goes on and on and on from the Bush administration. But in Jane Meyer's book, The Dark Side, you know, she goes through, you know, the various memos that were written and signed off on, and some of which she seemed to think gave the Bush administration and those who were involved in torture at the highest levels, a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Yeah, this was the Nuremberg defense.
Pardon?
This is what the Nazis said at Nuremberg. They said, we had lawyers who told us it was legal.
Not only told them, I guess she goes ahead and talks about the Office of Legal Counsel, and basically there's a, you know, Jack Goldsmith who headed it, and he said it's a virtual golden shield, most momentous and dangerous powers of the government. It gives them powers to dispense get-out-of-jail-free cards for these people. So I'm wondering, to what extent does that, is it going to be, not a waste of time, but is it going to be these things already seated where we're not going to get anywhere with this?
We will find out, and it's going to be a consequence, Chris, and this is what Obama said to us when he came to the ball that I was at. He said, you know, I can't do anything alone. It's got to be you guys. You have to get out there. You have to get involved. And so if we start leaning right now on our senators, not just Specter, but call your two senators and say, I want this man, Eric Holder, in office. I want him doing the job of attorney general. And I want to know if crimes were committed that they will be pursued by this administration, crimes against the people of the United States, that they will be pursued by this administration. It's pretty straightforward stuff. This ain't rocket science. It just plain old is not rocket science. Tim in South Bend, Indiana. Tim, just a few seconds here before we have to wrap up this.
I just wanted to quickly say I know someone who has a friend at the Justice Department that was pulled off of investigations of torture, and they've been sitting around twiddling their thumbs waiting for the Bush administration to get out of there because they don't want to lose their jobs, so they haven't been doing anything. And the other point I wanted to make was during Obama's inaugural address, there was at least one phrase aimed directly at the Bush administration. And it was, to those who cling to power through corruption and deceit and the silencing of dissent, know that you are on the wrong side of history.
Yep.
That we will extend a hand to you if you are willing to unclench your fists.
Right, and these guys are not unclenching their fists, Tim. They are, in fact, shaking their fists today at Eric Holder and indirectly at all of us. Peter B. Collins coming up next. I got to catch a plane. I'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Thanks for listening to the AM 620 KPOJ podcast, sponsored by the Better World Club. Providing travel services, auto insurance, and 24/7 nationwide roadside assistance, but not part of the highway lobby. This is Tom Hartman, Better World Club member since first moving to Oregon. Check out their eco benefits like the nation's only bicycle roadside assistance and their e-newsletter, Kicking Asphalt, at betterworldclub.com.
Welcome to AM 620 KPOJ. Now Tom Hartman, nationwide, 9 to noon, AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman has passed the baton to me, and I'm glad to grab it. Peter B. Collins in San Francisco to finish out the program today. Tom's on his way to the airport, winging back to Portland, and he'll be with you again for the full program tomorrow, starting with Brunch with Bernie. Well, I am so delighted to be here on day two of the Obama administration. Looking forward to talking with you about the early developments, and you can call in toll-free at 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. And if you prefer email, my email, peter@peterbcollins.com. And you can also, should you disagree with me, and some will, you can email me at fullofit@peterbcollins.com. Avoid the temptation to add an SH because it'll go somewhere else. But fullofit@peterbcollins will reach me. peterbcollins.com. You got to add the .com. Well, imagine a Jumbotron up on the wall here in my studio. And here on day two of the Obama administration, it shows that he's batting 1,000. Now, I know that batting average is going to go down. I'm a realist, and I'm prepared for it. But it doesn't diminish the outright joy that I feel watching on television this morning as President Obama signed four executive orders, turning the page on the darkest chapter of my lifetime in American history, the torture chapter, the barbarism chapter, the outright hypocrisy of Dick Cheney, George Bush saying, we don't torture. When Susan Crawford, the military officer running those kangaroo courts at Gitmo, said, yeah, we tortured. It's as clear as possibly can be. And joining me now is a man who has led the community of attorneys and activists fighting on behalf of our rights by defending those who have been detained indefinitely without charge and without the constitutional protections that you and I enjoy at Guantanamo and elsewhere. He is Michael Ratner, the president of the Center for Constitutional Rights, their website, ccrjustice.org, and he's also the lead author of a powerful book called The Trial of Donald Rumsfeld. Michael, welcome to the program today.
It's really good to talk to you today, Peter. As you said, it's a good day.
It really is. And you have been, you know, just to be fair, a whole community of people at the ACLU, at the New York University Brennan Center on the Law, and other activist attorneys around the country who have stepped up and taken a lot of heat during the jingoistic phase of Bush and Cheney's so-called war on terror to stand for our constitutional rights and the principles that guide our nation. And it is so refreshing to see that one of the first steps Obama has taken is to attempt to restore our dignity, our reputation, and the rule of law.
You know, we feel really good about this. I think we brought our first Guantanamo cases 7 years ago. Really, at that point, no one else was willing to do a case. And to now have it take too long, and it was a Sisyphus-like struggle in the sense that we won three times in the Supreme Court and twice saw Congress reverse us, to see this finally happen is not just a major vindication for us, but obviously for our clients and for America's reputation. I mean, if you look at those orders today, and while each one has, you know, some little problem with it, and I want to go to those, but each one, closing Guantanamo, and ending secret sites, ending torture, and then one on the Freedom of Information Act, are just going to give us a way to go forward here that we have not had. And it's really the end of a dark nightmare. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, it's been really, as you said, probably the worst chapter of denial of rights that I've lived through in my 35 years of being a lawyer.
Well, I've referred to it
I'm really excited by it.
I've referred to it as the new dark ages, and I'm glad to see the sun is rising, and we can leave that behind. Let's go through the four executive orders one by one. The first, in general, says that we will close Guantanamo within 1 year, and there are issues about the disposition of those still detained there. And in simple terms, Michael, can't we charge those who deserve to be charged and release the rest? I do understand that there are issues of repatriation of the Uyghurs and others in particular, but those problems can be resolved by bringing them to the United States or sending them to Disneyland for a while. I mean, we owe these people big time.
Peter, we agree with you completely. We think the principles are here: charge and try, or repatriate. Those are the two principles. Those are what this executive order really reflects. And the people who can't be sent back to their home countries, we know, and we've already worked on that, we know that they can get asylum in other countries with some hard diplomatic work. Portugal, for example, has already agreed. So we think the major principles underlying this order are absolutely amazing and really wonderful and to be applauded.
Now, anything missing here? For example, the black sites that have not even been identified as detention centers?
Yeah, let's go to that in a second, because first we have Guantanamo, and the two little issues looming, and not little, they can be big, they do give some space for there to be a preventive detention scheme for a third alternative, which we call a third way, between prosecution and repatriation. They don't say they'll do that, and I don't think they will, and I think that Obama's just giving them an option just in case they completely fail at those other two. That would be a bad situation. The second one we have some problem with is what kind of trials people get. Right now, it looks like they're going to try and try everybody in what they call Article III courts, which are federal courts or courts-martials. We would hate to see a national security court set up. Again, I don't want to dwell on those because I think the thrust of this order is so positive and so strong, and I'm not sure that language isn't in there just to make sure that they don't foreclose any option they might need. So I'm very strong on this order. I think it's important. We think it can be done in less than a year, but the idea that he has a year maximum on it is at least puts an end to it, and we think that's crucial.
All right. Now, what about the black sites other than Gitmo?
Well, there is an order to close the black sites. We haven't seen the full order yet. There is that order. Again, absolutely crucial. I mean, our view, and I didn't know this when we began this litigation, is that black sites are essentially about torture. You put people in dark, in black sites where they're incommunicado and unknown. That's what they're going to do to them. And so it's crucial that Obama is closing them. It's great that he's closing them. We don't know where they all are. But we assume that Obama makes an order, it's going to be carried out. Again, there's what I would call a small trap door in that order, which is to say that, well, if the CIA comes to us at some point and says we may still need to use these, he's not saying anything as strong as we'll reconsider that, but that's still there as a possibility.
Now, what
but
about
again, it's closing them.
And what about rendition? Has there been any discussion of changing that policy?
Well, I think, and this is part of an order I haven't seen, the order that's, maybe it's in the interrogation order that's going to come out this afternoon of, mm-hmm. you know, stopping torture as an interrogation method, that they're going to really restate what the law has always been, which is you can't render someone to a country where they have a potential for being tortured. And I think it's going to go further. You can't render someone to a country where they're not going to go through a legitimate legal process. You can't render someone to a secret detention in another country and can't render them to a place they're going to be tortured. Again, incredibly positive, incredibly important. For us at the center, of course, we represent the Canadian who was sent to Syria, who was tortured in an underground cell, Mahar Arar. Mm-hmm. We would hope this order would stop those kind of things in the future, and there would also be a settlement of that case. So so these three executive orders, this really goes into the third one on interrogation. The interrogation order, the number three, saying that the Army Field Manual techniques of interrogation, which do not constitute torture, will now be applied to every single detainee held by any agency of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we've been trying to do. That's the bill that McCain actually voted against in his last days, when he was senator last term, and that's really crucial. Again, there's a small trap door that says the CIA can come back to us in some way, but I just mm-hmm. would be shocked.
The president,
I think, the CIA was making a big stink about this, and so maybe that stuck in there just to pacify them.
And, Michael, I just have a minute remaining. The additional executive order calls for a interagency task force. I have no problem with that. What about this special order regarding Al Mari? He's a U.S. resident. He's been at the brig at Charleston for many years now, and they're saying a delay in his trial.
It's fabulous. Peter, I haven't talked to Jonathan Heifetz's lawyer, but I presume that Jonathan thinks it's great. That case, it's not really a delay in the trial, Peter. The guy's in the Supreme Court now. The decision below was 5-4 against him, upholding the presidential authority to take a U.S. resident and hold him without a trial. They're going to reconsider that. That's crucial. It's important. I think it's a great stay.
All right. Well, Michael, congratulations to you.
Peter. You've been covering this great.
Okay, but you have been on the front lines holding firm for our constitutional rights and values, and I am indebted to you for life. Thank you, Michael Ratner.
Thank you, Peter.
Center for Constitutional Rights. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Yee-haw is not a foreign policy. Tom Hartman, nationwide, weekdays 9 to noon, AM 620 KPOJ.
Want to know something cool about Geico and renter's insurance?
Do I?
Okay, well, let's say you buy some presents, but they get stolen.
Oh, mercy me!
Let me finish. Well, Geico can help with that, even if they're stolen from your car or right out of your hands.
My word.
Not done yet. And coverage is as little as $12 a month.
Mwah!
You just kiss me.
I get excited.
Yeah, maybe a little.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
President Barack Obama. A new leader, a new vision, a national call to action. MSNBC follows Barack Obama from Inauguration Day through the first 100 days. Understand the challenges we face and the change he will bring. Weekdays with Keith Olbermann, Chris Matthews, Rachel Maddow, and Joe Scarborough. The first 100 days on MSNBC, the place for politics.
Carl Wolfson and friends.
Let's get to Joe the plumber. He's covering the war in Israel.
6 to 9.
You're not going
to
believe what he said.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think journalists should be anywhere allowed war. And if you're going to sit there and say, well, look at this atrocity, well, you don't know the full story behind it half the time.
Yeah, you know, we should just take what the Pentagon says. No atrocities. You know, that's just war.
It's Carl Wolfson.
I think he's one of those people that had his 5 minutes of fame and now thinks he's really smart.
I kind of lean that he's an idiot.
Morning 6 to 9. AM 620 KPOJ. Portland's only progressive talk station.
Men, listen carefully. If you suffer from any type of erectile dysfunction, Oregon Male Performance Clinic can help you now, regardless of your age or medical history. If you want to perform for 45 minutes, an hour, 90 minutes, or longer, call 503-443-1000 in Portland. There's no pain or surgery, just the newest available safe and effective medications given to you by one of our licensed Oregon physicians. Our doctors are so sure you'll have a positive reaction to our medication on the first visit that if you don't, it's free, guaranteed. In Portland, call 503-443-1000 now. If you want to perform for up to 90 minutes or longer, or if you suffer from PE, it doesn't matter what medications or health problems you have. If Viagra and Cialis have let you down, in Portland, call 503-443-1000 today and see why our patients now have happy, healthy, complete sex lives.
And now for the bonus round. If a train leaves Cleveland traveling at 54 miles per hour, what time is it?
6:24 a.m.
Correct. Plastic is to megawatt, as a unicorn is to...
goulash!
Correct. How much extra does it cost to watch some Netflix movies instantly on your computer?
Nothing.
Correct! Netflix! DVDs by mail fast, plus some movies stream instantly to your computer. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix!
See terms of use.
How to take the hassle out of buying carpet, and a big chunk of the cost, too. Step 1. Go to the Home Depot and get the new lower price on carpet. Step 2. Get the new lower price for installation. Just $139 for unlimited rooms. Step 3. There is no step 3. Told you it was easy.
Get the new lower price of just $139 for basic carpet installation. For any size home, as many rooms as you like. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Beaverton Lodge Retirement Residence offers independent senior living in the heart of Beaverton within walking distance of the Beaverton Library and the Stuhr Senior Center. Visit and discover the affordable luxury of Beaverton Lodge with its spacious apartments, large decks, and in-room storage, all in a woodland setting. Visit their website at BeavertonLodge.com.
Now more of Tom Hartman nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station, AM 620 KPOJ.
We continue on the Tom Hartman program. I'm Peter B. Collins, completing Tom's show for him today as he is winging his way back to the left coast. He'll be back with you again tomorrow for the full program. And you're invited to call in. Let me hear your comments on the end of torture. Oh, it feels so good just to say those words. Toll free, it's 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. And I hope you heard Tom's first hour. He was talking with Joe Madison, a guy I used to work with on a station in Washington. And Joe is a powerful guy, a great leader in the African-American community. Once was the number two guy at the NAACP. And he's a friend of Eric Holder's. And you've heard the story that Joe Madison ran into Eric Holder on the way to a gathering of progressive talk show hosts in the Senate part of the Capitol last night. And Madison reported to Hartman that Arlen Specter put a hold on the Holder nomination so they can tenderize him. Isn't that a lovely concept? Tenderize the incoming attorney general. Now take a look at the way John Ashcroft and Alberto Gonzalez were confirmed, with shameful support from far too many Democrats. But nonetheless, they sailed through the confirmation hearings. That's how it works. You got to have a nanny problem, a pot problem, or something like that to really be denied Senate confirmation. Now, as I was changing my radio to listen to Tom earlier today, I just, for seconds, flashed by a right-wing station where an unidentified voice was screaming, "Geithner's a tax cheat!" Well, come on. He made a mistake, and he's paid up. And as someone who has been selected by the Internal Revenue Service for audits on five different occasions, I've got sympathy for him. By the way, I prevailed in every one of those audits. But nonetheless, it happens. People make mistakes with their taxes. And they want to try to distract you by saying, since he didn't pay his taxes, he's not qualified to be the Treasury Secretary. Now, I think there are serious questions about Tim Geithner, mainly because he's part of the bailout team of Paulson, Bernanke, et al. And I'd rather see those questions addressed. But ultimately, he will be confirmed, and this is just a momentary delay. I think the Holder nomination, though, is part of a piece. And Tom alluded to this. Russell Tice, a whistleblower who's been working at the National Security Agency, went public with Keith Olbermann. I hope you saw it last night. I've heard about Russ Tice and tried to interview him, but he's maintained silence until now. You can understand why. Because he revealed that there was this kind of double-blind game at the NSA where they said, we are monitoring the media and destroying all that information just so we know that we don't cross that line. And this is the chilling, insidious effect of the wrongdoing of the Bush administration. And it's why I'd like to see a special prosecutor investigate potential crimes committed. And we may find out that every reporter at the New York Times had his or her calls monitored. And talk show hosts like Tom or me or anybody else, I fully expect to discover that. And I believe that it needs to be exposed, and those who made those decisions need to be held accountable. And I have mixed feelings because I've been promoting David Iglesias, who was fired as a U.S. attorney in New Mexico, to be that special prosecutor. But Obama decided to, I think this is a brilliant move. He named him as the Judge Advocate General at Gitmo to shut it down. Now, that's a little bit of justice. Let's go to Ken in Long Beach. Thanks for calling the Tom Hartman program, Ken. You're on the air on Air America.
Oh,
hi, Ken.
It's great to talk to you, Peter. Well, the only thing I can say about these Guantanamo, I was telling your call screener, personally, I think they should empty it out and put all these financial criminals over there in Gitmo, you know?
Okay. I mean, first of all, I want prosecutions of financial criminals, and nobody's talking about that right now. So on that point,
no, they aren't. Have you noticed?
You and I agree. But I don't think anybody should be at Guantanamo. And also, Congressman Bill Young of Florida says he wants to send some of the Gitmo prisoners to Alcatraz. Sorry, that's a theme park now, dude.
They're so stingy. They're so stingy on us. I mean, you know, they're giving one company, B of A, and they were warned about, buying other companies and stuff. They get like $40-50 billion at a clip. I'm on unemployment myself. I'm actually underemployed, so I don't know if I'm even counted in the statistics, because I do make $8.90 an hour out here in California, which they take off of my unemployment benefits.
That's
I work part-time. They wouldn't want me to, you know, live too well, of course, you know,
on
that kind of money, $8.90 an hour. So I heard somewhere that they're increasing unemployment benefits, by the way, by $25 a week. Did you hear anything about that?
I know it's in the works. It's part of the stimulus package.
Yeah. I mean, it
would
help.
Going to extend them the time limit a little longer,
extend
too.
Extend the time. But $25 a week, I mean, come on. They're talking about hundreds of billions here to their fat, feathered friends, you know. And they're going to, I'd appreciate the $25 a week, and that certainly would be spent.
Well, Ken, come on. Ken, get real. Take over a bank and get in line for a bailout. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, that's why they call them banksters. I like to, from gangsters, banksters.
All right, Ken, thanks for calling from Long Beach today.
Capital.
Good to hear from you. Listening on KTLK in Los Angeles. Judith checked in by email from Mahwah, New Jersey. And she wants to follow up on Tom's call to action to contact Arlen Specter's office. And here are his telephone numbers, and I'm going to give you the fax line, too. The phone number is 202-224-4254. I'll repeat that, 202-224-4254. And his fax, jam it up, 202-228-1229. That's 202-228-1229, the fax line for Senator Arlen Specter. Let him know how you feel about the hold he put on Eric Holder's nomination. Peter B. for Tom Hartman today.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 866-303-2270.
What would Hartman do? Tom Hartman, nationwide, weekdays 9 to noon, AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station. Now back to Tom Hartman nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station, AM 620 KPOJ.
You've got the Tom Hartman Program. Tom's flying back to Portland right now, and I'm Peter B. Collins. Delighted to be sitting in for him. Got lines available if you'd like to comment on the issues of the day at 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. I love that term that Howard from Long Beach introduced to me. Maybe you've heard it before, but banksters, as in gangsters who run a bank. Somebody call Suge Knight. Bankster rap. That should be the next big thing, right? Those guys who are being dumped from Wall Street need something to do. They're probably a little rhythm impaired, though. I just don't know if that is going to be a big hit genre. And Michael Z emailed all the way from Brazil, where he's listening online, and he said, Peter, can you give me Arlen Specter's email address because I can't dial out from here? I say, okay. I don't have the actual email, but every senator's website is the same type of address. It's the senator's name, Specter, S-P-E-C-T-E-R, .senate.gov. Specter.senate.gov, and I'm sure there is an email opportunity there for you, and some underpaid or unpaid intern will read it, tabulate it, and pass the information along to Senator Specter. Let's go to Ray in Vancouver, Washington. Hi, Ray. You're on the Tom Hartman Program. This is Peter B.
Hello, Peter B. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, I hate it when you say that. I'm glad you called and you were on hold for, what, a day and a half or something? I mean, come on. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for having an opinion.
You're welcome. I was just going to say, number one, on Specter's website, yeah. I tried to get into that, and it showed just a mass of different code.
Oh, really? You think it's been hacked?
Yeah, on my computer. But
right. Well, I'm loading a browser right now. You keep talking, and I'll see if I get the same effect. I'm using a Mac, by the way, which is often the kiss of death. But
okay. But anyway, I was going to say, you know, the Republicans were real big about mouthing the words country first and stuff of that, and we're seeing now that actually it's still same old. It's party first and cover their tails, and I would hope that somewhere along the line this could be considered obstruction of justice if something comes out, and maybe Specter should get the message that he wants to block it, or any Senate Republican wants to block it. Well, if we find any connection, we're going to boot him out of the Senate.
Well, Ray, I guess I'm a little more generous than that. Let's turn the tables here for a moment. Think back 8 years when Bush had just stolen the election in Florida, ratified by the Republican-dominated Supreme Court. And he proceeded to nominate all these Neanderthals who'd worked for his daddy or Ronald Reagan. And the Democrats just sat there and, in general, you know, they mouthed a few things. They in some cases, you know, delayed confirmation for a few days or a week. But, you know, this is a process that, unfortunately, is generally empty of calories. And I would like to see it more robust. I don't really like to see even Obama's team rubber stamped this way. Sure, I want them to get to work, and I, you know, we have serious problems to confront internationally, domestically, in the economy. There's no doubt about that. But we do have a process here where Senate confirmation is supposed to mean something, and it's lost its value over the past few presidencies. And, you know, I wanted to see Alberto Gonzalez denied confirmation, and the Democrats wouldn't do it. And
right.
So to see Arlen Specter using his rights as a senator to say, hey, I'm going to vote for this guy, but I want to examine these issues a little more. Well, he's within his rights. Now, what are his motives? His motives are fear that Republican office holders, up to and including Rumsfeld, Bush, Cheney, and his big colleague there, David Addington, will be held responsible for the torture policies. And that's what's driving this. But I think Eric Holder is adroit enough to navigate this gauntlet, if you will. And I think that we should have patience and go forward. And, you know, this is a momentary lapse. If we're still talking about this 3 weeks from now, I might join your sentiments here that it is an obstructionist tactic. But I don't think it's really obstruction of justice in the technical sense.
What I was referring to was the fact about the wiretapping. It seems that that's one way that they're obstructing it to try to stop that even to get investigated. On the torture issue, is there a statute of limitations on that at all?
I can't say with any certainty. I don't believe so, but I don't. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't want to misstate.
Oh, you're just like me then.
Yeah. I'm a guy.
A lawyer, yeah.
I'm a guy with too many opinions. That's why I love doing talk radio. Thanks, Ray. Let's go to Karen in Sacramento. Hi, Karen. You're on the Tom Hartman program. Good to hear from you today.
Well, you're welcome for taking my call.
Ah, that's the right way to do it.
Now, listen, this is a shout-out. I called my senators this morning, and one of the things that really caused a little gap of silence on the other end of the phone was when I said, I am personally dedicated to working with international organizations to do the investigation for you.
Mm. And they said?
They said, silence. Then they asked me for my name, and but I mean, this is it. This is not the time to get weak-kneed. You know, Obama, for those of us who worked closely on the campaign, what we always were told was that we go to work November 5th. We go to work the day after the election, and he has been doing exactly what he said he would do, and it's only because he feels like we have his back and like we're going to support him. And you know, these are times to remember what we've just been through. I mean, this was the closest we've been to a dictatorship, said Senator Barbara Boxer. This was fascism at our door.
Yeah.
And the people who don't understand this are good Germans, in my opinion, and they need to have this be brought out for them.
And Karen, we have a great start here, but there's more to dismantle in the police state that Bush started to build. The Patriot Act needs to be reviewed. The no-knock rules that the FBI imposed by fiat on December 1st of 2008, those need to be reviewed. The library rules, there's so much more, and that's why, you know, I am delighted at the steps taken so far, and we need to keep pushing so that we clean up the whole mess, because I am insistent that I will continue to scream and shout and fight for the return of our full Fourth Amendment rights, for the return of our full privacy rights, and to a full expectation that our government will not monitor our activities or illegally detain us or interrogate us without observing the constitutionally mandated processes. And we need that at minimum. And there are some Democrats like Senator Feinstein who are pretty comfortable with the framework that Bush set up. And we need to remind people like Senator Feinstein, who did a real good job on the inauguration, I have to say, that we progressives really formed the core group that elected Barack Obama, and we cannot be ignored. We must not be ignored. We have to keep pushing our positions, Karen.
That's it. And as a regular listener to the Peter B. Collins Show, I can say it's very refreshing to have a happier Peter B. on the other end of the line.
All right, Karen, thank you for the call today. Good to hear from you. And in addition to the executive orders signed today to close Guantanamo, the president imposed strict new limits on lobbyists, and I'm delighted to see that. The revolving door is slowing way down, and Obama is responsible for that. Opening up presidential records, it's unprecedented, particularly after what we've seen in the most secretive White House in history. And so I think that we've seen a lot of good initial moves by President Obama. I just about called him senator. And we, again, just need to keep on this and keep pressing for more. How about Donna in Tacoma? Join me, Donna. You're on the Tom Hartman program.
Yeah, just a couple of quick off-the-wall things. I already did call Spector, was Arlen
Thank
Spector.
Thank you. Yep, Arlen.
But I haven't heard anywhere about the fact that HBO did not cover Bishop Gene Robinson on Sunday at the beginning of the ceremonies.
Well, I have mentioned it on my West Coast program, and it was there were some comments about it in the newspapers and on television the following day. And there was an apology issued. The HBO team says that it was the Obama team that told them that he was part of the pregame and not part of the game. And so that appears to be the way it happened. I don't know if it was intentional or not. But frankly, I consider these really minor issues. And the Rick Warren thing, I know it was offensive to gays and lesbians, particularly those bruised by the passage of Proposition 8 here in California. But, you know, neither of these are policymakers. And I don't know. I just don't consider it that significant.
Well, it isn't in the big picture, but we were disappointed because we were going to tape it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. You know.
I mean, another
little stab, you know.
The other thing I heard, Donna, and I can't confirm this, but a listener emailed me that the HBO webcast of that concert doesn't include Pete Seeger for some reason, and I don't know why that happened either. So, it was a great event. I really enjoyed it, and there were some mistakes there made. Also, mistakes were made with the people who had purple tickets to watch the inauguration on the mall. So that kind of stuff happens. Anything else you want to add quickly, Donna?
Just that I think Obama is hitting it, and it's wonderful, and I tell everybody about Air America. So.
Okay. Thank you, Donna. Great to talk to you today.
You.
By the way, I was able to load the Arlen Specter website, specter.senate.gov. So check that out, and let's see, contact right there in the left side of the homepage. That's how you can send an email and let him know you want him to lift his hold on the nomination of Eric Holder to serve as Attorney General. And if you have another comment, I want to hear from you. Lines are open at 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270, or email me, Peter, at peterbcollins.com. It's Peter B. in for Tom Hartman for the next hour or so. Stay tuned here on Air America Radio.
Visit HartmanRadio.com for live streaming video of the Tom Hartman Program.
Annoying Republicans by defending the Constitution. Tom Hartman, nationwide, weekdays 9 to noon, AM 620 KPOJ.
If you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, the next 60 seconds could change your life. Nationwide Tax Relief founder and CEO, Richard Boggs.
2009 is here, and the recent federal bailout has given the IRS more power to collect back taxes than at any other time in history. However, due to our current economy, thousands of hardworking Americans who have never qualified for tax relief before now qualify. If you're tired of the wage garnishments, the bank levies, the unfiled tax returns, my team of expert tax attorneys can get you a fresh start. And we can even achieve a 50 to 90% tax debt reduction for many clients. If you owe more than $20,000 to the IRS or the state, your best opportunity to settle is right now.
For your free confidential consultation, call the attorneys at Nationwide Tax Relief at 888-477-5292. That's 888-477-5292. Call 888-477-5292 now.
Ed Schultz.
So there's going to have to be some more discussion about this. Which is healthy? Which is positive?
Noon to 3.
And I think that we as lefties have got to make sure we know how to embrace all this stuff.
He calls them the way he sees them.
Just because Pelosi and Obama may disagree on the timing of the repealing of the Bush tax cuts doesn't mean that it's nuclear war.
The Ed Schultz Show.
There's going to be more than enough stuff to talk about.
Noon to 3. AM 620 KPOJ.
Online at 620kpoj.com.
Spa. Emergency 3-day bank approved.
Spa, swim spa, barbecue pool, and sauna liquidation.
This weekend only.
At the Portland Expo Center.
Over 100 spas on display and everything must go.
Six-person spas now only $39.95.
Spa and gazebo packages 50% off.
Save thousands on a revolutionary swim spa.
See the revolutionary swim spa in action and save up to 60%.
Exercise with low impact.
Swim the entire year and stay in shape.
Teach your kids to swim.
Unwind and save thousands.
Avoid the expense and maintenance involved with a pool.
You can do it all.
Swim, exercise, and relax in your new aquatic exercise swim spa.
Installation in one day only.
Emergency 3-day bank approved.
Spa, swim spa, barbecue pool, and sauna liquidation.
Total liquidation.
Four-person spa slashed to only $19.95.
Saunas up to 70% off.
Barbecue island 60% off.
12 months interest-free financing.
Emergency bank approved.
Spa, swim spa, barbecue pool, and sauna liquidation.
At the Portland Expo Center.
Friday noon to 9.
Saturday 9 to 9.
Sunday 10 to 6.
Free admission.
Call 1-888-SPA-SALE.
That's 1-888-SPA-SALE.
1-888-SPA-SALE.
It's time. Time to realize better amenities. Time to discover incredible floor plans. Time to find your ideal community. And most of all, it's time to find your dream home at your dream price. On now at all D.R. Horton communities, get better than buyer's market pricing on all existing new home inventory. All reasonable offers will be considered. Plus, for the first time, D.R. Horton is accepting offers on all pre-sale homes in select communities. Now is the time. Visit drhortonpdx.com and make your dream home a reality. That's drhortonpdx.com.
Hey, Carl Wolfson from The Morning Show. January is National Eye Care Month, a time when many of us use our new health insurance plans to get our eyes checked. Sadly, millions of people around the world don't have this luxury. This month, stop by Eyes on Broadway and donate your old glasses, which will be redistributed when Dr. Tom Barreto travels to Peru this March to perform eye exams for those less fortunate. A great way to start out the new year. Donate your old glasses at 2300 Northeast Broadway or learn more at eyesonbroadway.com.
Just hang on a little longer. Your investments will come back.
Sound familiar? Or worse, your advisor hasn't even called. I'm Bill Meyer, president of Strategic Group, a Portland investment advisor firm. If you want an advisor that provides more than just a buy-and-hope approach to investing and have $500,000 of investable assets, for a free consultation, call now, 503-222-9737.
Real people, real results, Strategic Group.
Now more of Tom Hartman Nationwide on Portland's Progressive Talk Station, AM 620 KPOJ.
Imagine.
Oh, wearing the fame like a loaded gun. That's Shona Lang. She wrote that song in the mid-1980s. And there's the voice of JFK. And in Kennedy News today, Teddy's fine. He's been released from the hospital after a mini seizure on Inauguration Day. And I guess Caroline is fine, too. It was very confusing. On Wednesday, the New York Times first reported that she had notified Governor Patterson that she's not interested in the seat, the seat to replace Hillary Clinton in the United States Senate. And then there was some back and forth, and finally, apparently in the middle of the night, it was confirmed, and that appears to be the bottom line, that Caroline Kennedy has withdrawn her name from consideration. It seems to come as a surprise to the governor and his staff, so there may be a delay here in announcing the appointed replacement for Hillary Clinton, who has resigned upon confirmation as Secretary of State. And I want to hear your thoughts about this, because on the one hand, I think she was certainly qualified, competent, and capable. But New Yorkers, let me ask you to weigh in. The last time there was an opening in the Senate, Hillary Clinton moved to New York State. Carpetbagging is what we call it when it's somebody we don't like. And I think by all accounts, she did a good job as senator. But aren't there people who've been working in the vineyards, working their way up? Great electeds like Gerald Nadler. And, you know, I'm not a New Yorker, so I don't want to pick favorites here because you probably have others. But Andrew Cuomo is certainly qualified, has run statewide, can win those two upcoming elections that this seat will be required to go through. So I'd like to hear your thoughts. Do you think it's regrettable that she's withdrawn, or do you think that it's healthier for democracy that someone else will be appointed? Our toll-free number is 866-303-2270. Up next, let's go to Harvey in Los Angeles. Hello, Harvey. You're on the air on the Tom Hartman program.
Hello. How are you today?
Not bad, thanks.
Good. You know, you just talk about carpetbaggers. I think that all politicians nowadays seem to be carpetbaggers because they're so distanced from the average realistic citizen of this country. But what I wanted to talk about was you talk about dark chapter that we went through.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at that whole 8 years of administration as using primarily the political principle of diminishing the expectations of us citizens, whether it's George Bush and his perceived incompetence or whatever else it takes, the fear of terrorism, to roll back and lower the bar of our civil rights, civil liberties.
Mm-hmm.
And I see too much, although there's lots of hope with this Obama presidency and administration, I see too much of the continuation of that bar lowering that represents the Bush policies that got us to this place.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to think that the future chapter is going to be as dark or darker as even President Obama alluded to, because if we don't expect more and if we don't expect our civil liberties to be restored and our regulations for our economy to be restored and improved, then we will not be a success as a people of this country. And whether or not President Obama succeeds, that's secondary.
Mm-hmm. Well, I generally agree with you. I think that what comes first and foremost here is we need to right this ship. We need to really turn this page and reject the misdeeds and the power grabs and the excesses of the past. And I think Obama is doing that in his way, in a firm way. But, I still call for investigations and prosecutions where warranted, because I think that it's not enough to say we're going to do better going forward. We need
Excellent way to stimulate the American psyche of what went wrong back then,
mm-hmm.
and to help restore and stimulate our economy psychologically, let alone fiscally. But when somebody from, let's say, the Democrat side says,
yes.
Oh, there's nothing we can do, lower your expectations, that's not good enough. That shouldn't be good enough for us anymore, because we've been mm-hmm. told that is good enough. We have to go along to get along.
Well, you're right, Harvey, and
that's
I'm with you on that.
That's a new chapter that us citizens need to write, and not the carpetbagger politicians, whether it's Barack as a carpetbagger, if he is or not.
Not so far.
No, you laugh. You chuckle and laugh. Okay, it sounds mocking, but maybe you don't intend it that way.
Well, I'm not mocking you. I think it's amusing. I don't think he's a carpetbagger. He's got a pretty clear base there in Illinois. Thanks, Harvey. I want to jump to Brian in Panama City, Florida. Hello, Brian. You're on the Tom Hartman program. This is Peter B.
Yeah, hi. I was just wondering, this closing of the Guantanamo Bay, if by releasing all these prisoners and, the U.S. authorities will no longer have access to them, if there's any information that we may be leaving behind by not being able to question them and, maybe gain their confidence.
And just what kind of information does somebody have who's been detained for 6 years?
Well, I don't know. I guess it depends on how much information we've already gotten out of them.
Well, Brian, many of these people were tortured, and we certainly, according to the claims of Cheney and Bush, we tried to extract everything we possibly could from them. And so I have serious doubts that there's any intelligence value remaining in any of those who have been detained without charge indefinitely at Guantanamo Bay. But that's why if we charge those who deserve to be charged, the rest go into the other category. They don't deserve to be charged. They deserve to be released.
Yeah, what about the new prisoners that we're going to get from Afghanistan? Where are they going to go?
Well, that's a separate issue, and we'll have to deal with that later. I'm out of time this hour, but thank you for your call, Brian. I'm Peter B. Collins, sitting in for Tom Hartman. Be back again next hour, so stay tuned here, and call me toll-free at 866-303-2270.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Thanks for listening to the AM620 KPOJ podcast, sponsored by the Better World Club. Providing travel services, auto insurance, and 24/7 nationwide roadside assistance, but not part of the highway lobby. This is Tom Hartman, Better World Club member since first moving to Oregon. Check out their eco benefits like the nation's only bicycle roadside assistance and their e-newsletter, Kicking Asphalt, at betterworldclub.com.
Welcome to AM 620 KPOJ. Now Tom Hartman, nationwide, 9 to noon, AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com.
You're
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman is flying from Washington to Portland right now. I hope he brought a sandwich. We just saw the red ink for United Airlines, $5 billion plus last year. There are no meals coming back. And, you know, that surcharge for your luggage, that was supposed to cover the higher cost of fuel, right? Well, fuel costs have dropped just like our gas pump prices have. But that $25 or whatever the charge is for bags is still there. And just think how stupid it is for the airlines to charge a premium for the part of their service that they suck the most at. Did anybody do any market research on that? I just have to think they didn't. I'm Peter B. Collins. I'm delighted to be sitting in for Tom for the remainder of this hour. You're invited to call me and join the conversation here. Toll free at 866-303-2270. And I speak to you from San Francisco, California, where radical Republicans are leading us to financial ruin. And it's a very real threat. California is running out of cash. We've got enough money till the end of February. And then?
They're closing all the libraries. They're closing all the libraries. They're closing all the libraries. They're locking hallowed doors. They're closing all the libraries. Doubling my parking fees. They're building prisons in old schoolyards. Lore used to love it there. Puppet shows and marble stairs. Mama used to take her there every Saturday. Started with the picture books. After a while she just got hooked. Now they're closing all the libraries. You got TV, don't complain.
Yeah, you got TV, don't complain. Richard Marx, he's a do I have that right? Richard March, not Marx. Marx had some hits in the 80s. Richard March is the performer there. He's a singer-songwriter based in Sacramento, and his CD is called Levee Road. I recommend it to you. And that song really sums up what is going on here in the formerly Golden State. And we are being held hostage by a single Republican. When you hear me say that, you may think, oh, he's talking about Schwarzenegger. And in fact, I'm sorry to say, I'm not. I'm sure that this is about the point where Arnold Schwarzenegger has deep regrets that he traded Hollywood for Sacramento. He lives in a suite at the Hyatt in Sacramento when he flies his private jet up and back. And he's really hit the wall. We are teetering on the brink of financial disaster. And the single Republican who is responsible for this is not even in California. His name is Grover Norquist. You may know about him. He's got one of those happily named groups, American for Taxpayers, Common Sense, or some jive like that. And you know his famous phrase, he wants to shrink government to the size where he can drown it in his bathtub. Well, California is the laboratory for Grover Norquist. And to date, the Republicans have held firm. And due to Proposition 13, which was passed in 1978 by a mere majority, but it imposed a supermajority requirement to pass a budget, and that's why California is in irons. What that supermajority means is that a minority can block the intentions of the majority. You got that? So since you need a two-thirds vote, 66%, a simple majority of 51% cannot be heard. A majority of 60% cannot be heard. A majority of 65.8% cannot be heard. The Republicans in the state Senate and the state assembly, with one or two exceptions, have taken an oath, a pledge, not to their Republican governor, not to the people of California and our best interests, but to Grover Norquist. And their pledge is that they'll never, ever, 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 ever vote to raise taxes. And they started this a year ago. They held firm all the way through the summer. The budget deadline was missed July 1st. Finally, a phony budget was cobbled together without any tax increases in early September. Schwarzenegger signed it. And then when the state went out to do the short-term borrowing that typically occurs when a budget is passed, the credit markets were frozen. And that has led to cash crunch here in California. Massive construction projects have already been stopped. And the state controller, John Chung, tells us that we will run out of cash and he will have to issue warrants or IOUs starting sometime in February. Now, the Republican radical obstructionism was annoying in 2008. It became problematic in the fall. And it's now at the level of criminal neglect of their duties as legislators in California. We have a $41 billion shortfall over the next 18 months. And the Democrats have sucked it up and agreed to tax increases that Schwarzenegger proposed that they don't like. A sales tax increase, it's very regressive. And the real problem nobody will touch is Prop 13, which froze property taxes at 1977 levels. And this is the golden opportunity because house equities are down, and this is a point where we could revise Prop 13 without squeezing old people out of their homes. Yet we are locked down, and it's because of the pledge the Republican legislators have given to Grover Norquist. We're on the air in Washington today. Grover, can you hear me? Grover, you're a moron. Would you please lift your boot from the windpipe of California? And if he doesn't, and if the Republicans remain intransigent, California could be in very deep trouble. We've already capped enrollment at the state universities and community colleges. The Republicans want to gut the commitment to public education. We are 49th. Ranked in the nation right now in spending per capita. And yet the Republicans are using distraction tactics. Yesterday on my West Coast radio program, I ripped into a spokesman for the California Republican Party who had sent me a press release trying to distract people from the real problems in Sacramento by talking about some real fringe issues related to costs in the state prison system. And they are unwilling to confront the real crisis that they have created and that their ideology has hardened and made far worse. And so I ask you, call Grover Norquist. I don't have his number. I'll try to get it here in the next during the next break. But let him know that California cannot survive without tax increases. It is simply impossible to cut our way to a balanced budget. And it's important as the rest of the nation is reeling from this international economic crisis that our elected leaders, including Republicans, have to step up, stop the political games, and accept responsibility. It's their job to make these tough decisions. And to his credit, Tom Campbell, a moderate Republican who has got a foot in the water to run for governor in the next cycle, 2010, he's broken ranks with the other Republicans in the state and said this is a crisis and we must raise taxes. He's proposed about a 40-cent a gallon gas tax increase. Makes sense because the cost of gas is down right now and people wouldn't feel it quite as much. And it's relatively equally distributed. Hits the working poor hard, but it's more sensible than some of the other proposals that have been made. And so if anybody knows how to get to Grover Norquist, if you got his email, if you got his phone number, send it over to me, Peter at peterbcollins.com, because this is not just rhetoric. This is not just a policy difference. It's not just a little squeeze that we can work our way out of. This is a critical financial crisis, And we are being held hostage by one man and those Republicans who are loyal to him. And they are radical and dangerous. We cannot let this stand. Can you help us? Anywhere in the country, reach out to Grover Norquist and let him know California needs a balanced budget, needs tax increases, and we need to move forward. I'm Peter B. Collins. This is the Tom Hartman Program. We'll go to your calls next.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Wasn't Jesus a community organizer? Tom Hartman, nationwide, weekdays 9 to noon, AM 620 KPOJ.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code BLUE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, BLUE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code BLUE, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
She's loud, she's proud, and she definitely draws a crowd.
We cannot let the American porn industry go down.
Randy Rhodes.
So why is the porn industry asking for a bailout?
I know that I've given the porn industry at least $5 billion myself. So there's no need for the bailout, Larry.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
If you cannot make money by producing pornography in this country,
3 to 6,
you are pretty much freaking hopeless.
On AM 620 KPOJ
and 620KPOJ.com.
Men, listen carefully. If you suffer from any type of erectile dysfunction, Oregon Male Performance Clinic can help you now, regardless of your age or medical history. If you want to perform for 45 minutes, an hour, 90 minutes, or longer, call 503-443-1000 in Portland. There's no pain or surgery, just the newest available safe and effective medications given to you by one of our licensed Oregon physicians. Our doctors are so sure you'll have a positive reaction to our medication on the first visit that if you don't, it's free, guaranteed. In Portland, call 503-443-1000 now. If you want to perform for up to 90 minutes or longer, or if you suffer from PE, it doesn't matter what medications or health problems you have. If Viagra and Cialis have let you down, in Portland, call 503-443-1000 today and see why our patients now have happy, healthy, complete sex lives.
Back to programming in a minute, but first, listen to this. Since the New York Mint is releasing to the public classic U.S. gold coins, there's a number you can call for free historical information and a free DVD. But first, it says that during the Great Depression, people were greedy for gold coins because no one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. The government finally took them out of circulation, and a government meltdown was ordered. That's why most of us have never even seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a stash was discovered in Europe. Gleaming U.S. gold coins minted between 1866 and 1933, all uncirculated. It says the New York Mint is releasing them to the public on a first-come, first-served basis when you call, here it is, 1-800-500-8257. Wouldn't that be amazing to hold U.S. history? Okay, if you want that free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-500-8257. 1-800-500-8257.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Beaverton Lodge Retirement Residence offers independent senior living in the heart of Beaverton within walking distance of the Beaverton Library and the Stuhr Senior Center. Visit and discover the affordable luxury of Beaverton Lodge with its spacious apartments, large decks, and in-room storage, all in a woodland setting. Visit their website at BeavertonLodge.com.
Now back to Tom Hartman nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station, AM 620 KPOJ.
It's It's time for more on the Tom Hartman Program. Peter B. Collins, delighted to be sitting in for Tom today, taking your calls at 866-303-2270. I found Grover Norquist. It's Americans for Tax Reform, and their website, ATR.org. They accept emails at friends@ATR.org. And their telephone number is 202-785-0266. I'll repeat that. 202-785-0266 or friends@ATR.org. And let them know that nobody elected Grover Norquist as governor or economic dictator of California. And this pledge that he has with Republican legislators is bound by a threat. And the threat is, if you depart from the pledge, if you deviate, if you fall off the wagon, Grover Norquist will pump money into your opponent and defeat you, take you out at the next election. That's how it works in the Republican mafia. And that's why California is financially on its knees right now. Let's talk to Tom in San Francisco, listening on Green 960. Hello, Tom. I think we got Tom now. Go ahead.
Would that be me?
Yes, you're on the air, Tom. Go ahead.
Hey, Peter. Listen, I just want to say from all of us in the Bay Area that do love Tom Hartman, it is such a delight to hear you live.
Well, thank you. I enjoy it.
And just give the rest of the nation a taste of what they're missing. Say, one thing I wanted to mention about Obama's inaugural speech the other day, which by and large I absolutely loved, but there's one little part that I thought was it caused me to twinge just a little bit when he said, "We will not apologize for our way of life." And what I'd like to say about that is this: with all due and great respect to the president and all that he said and stands for, but when our country constitutes only 4% of the world's population, but yet consumes 26% of the world's energy and produces about 25% of all the carbon dioxide emissions, and, you know, when over 65% of the population is overweight and obese, and when the average amount of interest paid per year on our credit cards exceeds the average per capita income in at least 35 other countries, I think maybe we have just a little something to apologize for and to look at.
Well, I understand your interpretation, and I don't dispute what you just said. As I heard it, and this is just my bias and my ears, I was reflecting on Bush's oft-repeated comment that the terrorists hate us for our freedom and our movies and our culture. And that's what I thought he was responding to.
I agree
with you that we have many things to apologize for, and I think that his actions today in signing those four executive orders to close Gitmo and end our chapter of torture and other barbaric practices is an important statement with an implicit apology. But I don't disagree with what you said. Go ahead, Tom.
I'm sorry. I do totally agree with that interpretation, and I do hope that's what he was referring to. What it was reminiscent to me of was the other George Bush when he said, "Our way of life is not negotiable." And in other words, to the rest of the world, like it or leave it, we're not going to sign the Kyoto Protocol. We're not going to worry about international law or anything like that. We'll just do whatever the hell we want.
Yeah.
And I honestly feel that the excesses of the American way of life need to be looked at very closely and clearly. And
all right. Very well put, Tom. Thank you. Now to Daryl in Miami, listening on AM 940. Welcome, Daryl. You're on the Tom Hartman Program. This is Peter B.
How you doing, Peter?
Pretty good, Daryl. What's on your mind?
Sorry to hear about the woes of California. I always looked up to California. They always led the way for the rest of America. I mean, when I was growing up, I always wanted to move to California because I thought everything was so hip there.
Well, come on out. We just come for a vacation, will you, and spend large?
You could go to school free there and everything, I remember.
Yeah.
Go to college free and everything, you know.
Right.
But I really wanted to comment on Caroline Kennedy. I was very disappointed that she withdrew her name to be senator from New York.
Mm-hmm.
I think she would have made a great senator. And if I find out that it has something to do with Patterson not, you know, considering her, I won't be a fan of his.
Well, you know, he was kind of cornered on that. It is his call, and she
it is his call. She
announced. I mean, he gets the sole decision on this. It's totally at his discretion, and you know, she basically mounted a PR campaign saying that I'm next. And, you know, as I've stated, I respect her. I think she's very smart. She's made contributions to education policy. And, you know, I don't make any phony sense that she's not qualified to be a senator. My issue is the process here, and that there are people who, as I've put it, have toiled in the vineyards and run for election to Congress or other offices statewide in New York who I think deserve to be considered as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure, you know, other people are pretty good, too. But to me, the Kennedys have always been there on the front lines. They've always, you know, stood up for the people. And to me, she would just would have been a compliment to the Obama administration, you know. I think she would have been a trooper. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Okay. Well, Daryl, it's great to hear from you in Miami today. What's the weather like?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, just like the weather there.
Well, actually, we're getting a little rain today, and we need it, so I'm not complaining. We had 2 weeks of Florida-like weather preceding, so winter's back a little bit, but we need the precipitation. Thanks for checking in, Daryl. Great to hear from you on the other coast.
All right.
Okay, real good. We'll take a break and return with more of your phone calls. You know the number, 866-303-2270. Drop me an email. It's Peter at peterbcollins.com. Thanks for joining us today on the Tom Hartman Program on Air America.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 866-303-2270.
Fighting mind-numbing incompetence. Tom Hartman, nationwide. Weekdays 9 to noon, AM 620 KPOJ. Now more of Tom Hartman nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station, AM 620 KPOJ.
You've got the Tom Hartman Program in your ear. It's 34 minutes after the hour. Peter B. Collins from San Francisco sitting in for Tom today. He'll be back at you tomorrow. He's on an airliner right now on his way back to Portland. And I just hope it's a comfortable flight for him. Things are tough in the air these days. Our toll-free number is 866-303-2270. I want to thank Stephanie and Marcus at Master Control at Air America in New York for keeping us on track here. Makes it real easy for me. And we're taking your calls here. How about Lawrence in Berkeley, California, listening on Green 960 out of San Francisco. Hi, Lawrence.
Good morning, Peter. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice on the radio.
Well, thank you.
It really is.
And thanks for not thanking me for taking your call.
Okay, it's your job. Here's the thing. Whether it's in California or in Washington, the Republicans are the same, and it's the same problem, and it's very simple. They don't want rich people to pay taxes.
Yeah.
And what happened under Ronald Reagan is that the top tax rate for the very rich, for people who make, you know, millions of dollars a year, Reagan put it down from 70% to 28%, and that's so that rich people can get richer and richer and richer, and the rest of us can go backwards. And people don't realize this. It's an astonishing statistic. Is that the amount of wealth that is held by the top 1% of people of income in this country is greater than the amount of wealth that is held by the bottom 90%.
Yep.
And
yeah,
that is
the redistribution in the last 8 years has been so dramatic.
Oh yeah.
And there's an opportunity here. I'm not sure it's going to be seized, but with the way we're nationalizing banks and we are nationalizing or socializing the losses of Wall Street to enable them to privatize the profits on the way back up.
Mm-hmm.
This is the golden opportunity, as I was referring to in California with Proposition 13. We need to address the fundamental imbalance in our tax structure and in our economy and fight for fairness. And, of course, as soon as you do that, the screams of socialism come from stage right in a cackling chorus. And damn it, they socialized. They're the ones who took all of this federal money to bail out Wall Street. And Lawrence, where's the private money? So far, only Warren Buffett has stepped up with a $5 billion donation last September, early October. But all these fat cats are sitting on the sidelines right now, sitting on billions, if not trillions of dollars. And they're waiting for you and me, the saps, to suck up the losses that they created. presided over, that they took bonuses over. And then when it's safe for them to come out, when the bottom has been reached, that's when all that private money is going to flow back into the market. It is breathtaking.
Yeah. The thing, though, about Obama is that it appears that Obama has bought into the Republican propaganda. And the Republican propaganda is, well, you can't raise taxes on the rich or on anybody in a recession. It will make it worse. And the fact is, it's exactly the opposite, because what you need to get out of a recession is you need purchasing power. You need people to spend on goods and services.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the poor, it is the working classes who spend every penny, every dollar that they get their hands on, whereas the rich don't spend money. They invest it or they save it. So if you take money out of the hands of multimillionaires and create working class jobs with it,
mm-hmm.
you get three or four times more purchasing power
than
you would by leaving it in the hands of the rich.
And also, Lawrence, if we simply increased Social Security benefit payments,
mm-hmm.
the elderly have lost pensions, and they've lost equity in their homes. They've lost money in the stock market. And we really need to protect our seniors at a very difficult time mm-hmm. here. And if we increase Social Security benefits, that money flows right into the economy. Some of it gets saved, but most of it flows into the economy. And that's one place where we could make a critical difference, help people who are hurting right now, and stimulate the economy. Go ahead.
I just want to make one suggestion, is that we need a very tightly focused national alliance. You could call it a national alliance for the restoration of a graduated income tax or something like that, that would involve labor, would involve all the progressive organizations to really very concertedly point on the one issue that the rich have to pay their taxes, because if they don't, we cannot get out of the recession.
Yeah. All right, Lawrence, thank you very much. Always great to hear from you. Appreciate your call today. There's some breaking news you should know about. You won't get it from Fox. You won't get it from CNN. You won't even get it from Truth Out or Buzzflash. There's only one source I trust for truthiness, and that is the Post-Times Sun-Dispatch. And reporter, editor-in-chief R.J. Shulman joins me right now. You can get the news from him at the website PTSD, the number one, that's the digit one, .blogspot.com. I'll repeat that, PTSD1.blogspot.com. R.J. Shulman, welcome.
Thanks, Peter B. How are you doing today?
Well, I am stunned by the lead story at PTSD today. You have an inside source at the Fox News Channel, and they have already developed 10 reasons why Obama is not really the president?
That's right. They're preparing a special presentation that they're going to air later tonight that's going to be hosted by Bill O'Reilly. And they've come up with actually more than 10, because my sources show that they just keep adding to it, reasons why Obama is not legally the president.
Now, this starts off with the flap over the way John Roberts, the Chief Justice, mixed up the words in the oath of office.
That's one of them. They're saying that that negated the fact that he's president, because his oath was messed up.
Uh-huh.
And they're saying that that disqualifies him as president.
All right. Now, that's number four on the list. Number one is the birth certificate from Hawaii.
Right. They're not only saying that there's no proof that he was born in the United States, they are going to say that they have no proof he was born at all.
Okay. That's Fox for you. Number two, Americans may be ready for a black president, but the liberal media has hidden the fact that Obama is the first half-white president, and America isn't ready for that. Wow.
That's true. They're saying that legally disqualifies him, because America is not ready for this.
All right. Now, we mentioned the one about the flubbed oath of office, but they're also going to raise questions about what time he took the oath of office?
Yeah. They're saying that because it wasn't exactly at noon, that made it invalid, and therefore he's not president. We just got word that they're going to say that the fact that he took it in secret later today, this morning, also invalidates it, because they're going to claim that, there has to be transparency in government and nothing can be secret. In other words, you can't have meetings about energy policies and have it being secret, or that disqualifies the administration. And they're going to claim that, you know, Cheney was very open and forthcoming with his plans about the energy.
Oh, yeah, right. Number five here, Obama wants to take your guns and your daughters and make you eat arugula, and that violates the Constitution. Where the hell is this one coming from?
Well, in the Ninth Amendment, there's a little-known paragraph, and you can look it up. It says, the government shall not establish any green vegetables. So it violates the Establishment Clause.
I'll have to look that one up. All right, number six. Oh, now, this one is factually inaccurate. It says Obama did not wear a flag pin at the inauguration, but I checked. He had one on his overcoat, and then when he took off the overcoat when he was at the special luncheon in Statuary Hall in the Capitol, he had a flag pin on his suit jacket.
Well, they're claiming that this flag pin was the wrong kind, and it only showed 48 states and left off Alaska and Hawaii. And the fact that it left off Hawaii even further invalidates his birthright to be the president.
Wow, this is going circular now. Obama doesn't have an American-sounding name, so nobody will know what country he's president of when his name is spoken. That's a reason he can't be president?
That's right. I mean, you know, they're going to say President Obama. People are going to think they're talking about the Ivory Coast or some other country, and that's going to, confuse things so much that's actually illegal.
Oh, wow. Fox lives in a special universe. Okay, number nine. When Obama speaks, he makes sense, which will be too confusing to Americans who expect their president to sound dumber than they do. Now, that is a problem.
Very much so.
Okay, and the final one is number 10. Palling around with terrorists made Obama an enemy combatant and not eligible to be president, huh? Okay. That's why he's closing Gitmo.
Well, they're saying that that's also another reason, because that's absolutely un-American to cut and run, which is what he's doing from Guantanamo.
Well, RJ, once again, you've got the story that nobody else has, and people can read it at your website or the Post-Times Sun-Dispatch. That's ptsd1.blogspot.com. RJ Shulman, thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you very much, Peter. Take care.
All right. Let's go to Lyle in Charlottesville, Virginia. Welcome, Lyle. You're on the Tom Hartman program. It's Peter B.
Hey, thank you. It's great to be here. I've got something I was concerned about. You were talking about the sort of more taxes, less taxes, Grover Norquist kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think falling into a conservative trap. I want to help you with that.
Tell me.
The big idea is, you know, as long as it's, you know, the standard taxes, then we're fighting for more taxes, less taxes, can we strangle the government? And I think the big idea is, instead of that, think about better taxes. And you gave a great example of the gasoline tax.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually more about balancing the prices to promote a better situation for everyone.
Right.
Gasoline is actually underpriced.
Well, I heard from Eureka, though. There's a guy up there who's really pissed at me over that.
I understand that, but he's, you know, it's a good idea. And there are other great ideas like, a carbon tax or congestion pricing.
Right.
Taxes that promote better behavior, a better world.
I think a country club tax would be a good idea, too. Lyle, thank you for framing that properly. And that's a very important issue. How we frame things, the language we use. And I always welcome input on that. I'm Peter B. Collins for Tom Hartman. Thanks for listening today on Air America.
Visit HartmanRadio.com for live streaming video of the Tom Hartman Program.
Saving the Constitution. Tom Hartman, nationwide, weekdays 9 to noon, AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Now, I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. Yes, there will be fluctuations in the price of gold, but gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You can call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but in my humble opinion, the long-term future for the dollar is very uncertain. That's why some nations don't even want U.S. dollars today. That's why I'm buying gold for the long term. So call my friends at ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's really very simple. Just talk to the experts at ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
taking the complicated and making it sound simple.
This is a change in the definition of what America is.
Rachel Maddow.
We've long had a very, 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 very diverse country. We just have been very resistant to the idea that our government ought to look as diverse as our country. That has now changed. But it is also a big day for the Democratic Party, and it is a very big day for the Republican Party.
Rachel Maddow.
Which now has no obvious leader, no clear direction.
Evening, 6 to 8.
No clear guiding ideology, either economically or in terms of foreign policy.
On AM 620 KPOJ.
The digital transition is coming on February 17th. Act now and beat the rush with free instant installation from Comcast. Today through Saturday. Call 1-800-COMCAST by 3 p.m. today, and we'll install your cable by the end of the day for free. Call after 3 p.m. and get free installation tomorrow. Choose either free limited basic cable for 12 months when you sign up for phone or internet service, or limited basic cable service for just $10 a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Comcast free instant install makes it easy to get ready for the digital transition happening on February 17th, 2009. Instant install is going on now and is only available today through Saturday. Call 1-800-COMCAST by 3 p.m. and get Comcast free instant install in your home today. Applies to all video installations. Limited to standard installation of one pre-wired cable outlet. Call for restrictions and complete details. Offer ends January 24, 2009. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. After promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment taxes and franchise fees extra. For more information, call 1-800-COMCAST.
Spa. Emergency 3-day bank approved.
Spa, swim spa, barbecue pool, and sauna liquidation.
This weekend only.
At the Portland Expo Center.
Over 100 spas on display and everything must go.
Six-person spas now only $39.95.
Spa and gazebo packages 50% off.
Save thousands on a revolutionary swim spa.
See the revolutionary swim spa in action and save up to 60%.
Exercise with low impact.
Swim the entire year and stay in shape.
Teach your kids to swim.
Unwind and save thousands.
Avoid the expense and maintenance involved with a pool.
You can do it all.
Swim, exercise, and relax in your new aquatic exercise swim spa.
Installation in one day only.
Emergency 3-day bank approved.
Spa, swim spa, barbecue pool, and sauna liquidation.
Total liquidation.
Four-person spa slashed to only $19.95.
Saunas up to 70% off.
Barbecue island 60% off.
12 months interest-free financing.
Emergency bank approved.
Spa, swim spa, barbecue pool, and sauna liquidation.
At the Portland Expo Center.
Friday, noon to 9.
Saturday, 9 to 9.
Sunday, 10 to 6.
Free admission.
Call 1-888-SPA-SALE.
That's 1-888-SPA-SALE.
1-888-SPA-SALE.
Introducing Blue Ink, Portland's full-service screen printer specializing in T-shirts, sweatshirts, bags, and all other textiles. Make more than a shirt. Make a statement with your company and events. For quality and dependability, log on to BluePDX.com and find out how you can buy local and promote your business.
Medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Questions are the answer. Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council.
Now back to Tom Hartman nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station, AM 620 KPOJ.
It's the Tom Hartman Program. Peter B. Collins behind the microphone here. Let's go to Stan in Hawthorne, California, listening on Los Angeles, KTLK. I got to get that right.
Hey.
Hi, Stan.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm okay.
You know, I started listening to you guys for the election because I'm on the opposite end of you guys. First of all, I just want to thank Bush for keeping America safe after 9/11, because the only thing I remember from 9/11 is the people having to choose between jumping out of the building or being burned up by the fire. Guantanamo, closing up Guantanamo is a big mistake. That's just step one in the next terrorist attack here. I think that if they move these terrorists to the United States, that we're in for a big problem. I also want to say thank you to the Republicans in California. Look, my life changed when my wife got disabled. I don't get to go to my next-door neighbor who has his oldest son and wife working, and I don't get to go to them and tell them, hey, I need to take a vacation. Can you give me some money? I had to cut spending, and that's what this state needs to do and this country needs to do, is you need to cut the spending. That's
Stan,
just the way it is.
That's
a fact of life.
Stan?
Yes.
Do you want to hear comments, or you just want to do your own talk show here?
Well, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, you're welcome to thank Bush for keeping you safe, but it's really an open question.
By any means necessary.
Yeah. Well, Stan, then I'm sorry. That's un-American. and you're not familiar with the Constitution, if you're willing to trade your privacy rights and your constitutional rights for a phony notion of safety. And that's what Bush succeeded in doing. He feared you up to the point where you bought what he was selling.
9/11 feared me up, not Bush. Mm-hmm. I was able to see that. How would you like to have made the choice? What were you going to do? Jump or burn in the fire?
Well, you're trying to use a dramatic moment there to shift the point. And you cannot get those lives back, and it's an insult to them that we traded away constitutional rights and sullied the image of our nation and broke away from treaties that have helped make the world a more civilized place out of the sense of expediency that Bush tried to create and project for his own political benefit. And Stan, I really sympathize for you because you've bought a whole bunch of garbage, hook, line, and sinker, right down to your call for cuts instead of a reasonable approach to balancing California's budget. We can't do it with cuts alone. And if we do, we will eviscerate the future of this state, and we will reduce ourselves in ways that are unimaginable. And so I don't agree with anything you've said, Stan, but I'm really glad you called the show today. Let's go to Gene in Corvallis, Oregon. Welcome, Gene. You're on Air America with Peter B.
Good morning. Thrilled that I've got Peter B. and Hartman live with Rational Thoughts.
Well, I do what I can.
I have two thoughts. Could I give you both?
Yes, go.
Okay. America hasn't been attacked because Bush and Cheney have protected us. My mental picture is of Bush and Cheney marching on the New York Harbor with beanpot helmets and rifles on their shoulders to keep us safe. Isn't that cute?
That's cute, yeah.
Yeah, and the second thought is on Grover Norquist wanting to reduce spending, and I think budget, and budget equals government paycheck. And I'd like to know if the Republicans want to run their households if their own paychecks were cut and cut and cut. But budgets for government is the government paycheck, and we're facing having to cut that paycheck, and what are we going to do about it?
That's and we fundamentally require the services. It's our due. It's the commons that we have paid for, and to have it taken away from us in order to fund the tax cuts that Bush gave to the richest Americans, or the way he funded the, using Enron accounting, the war in Iraq and those other activities, we really need to get back on track. And it starts by being honest. And the Republicans aren't honest. They play games with this, and John Boehner was at it again yesterday. Okay, he's saying that he doesn't like the stimulus spending on highways and bridges and infrastructure, because he sounded like an Alka-Seltzer ad. He said, we need fast-acting tax relief. Well, come on. They've cut taxes almost as far as we can go. I don't object to Obama's plan to cut taxes for the middle class, but we do need to reinstate the taxes on the wealthiest Americans that have been cut, and we need to rebalance with fairness our whole economic structure. Gene, thanks for your call. Gary in Rainier, Washington, you're on the Tom Hartman program. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Peter. I am so happy that you brought up Grover Norquist's name. He should be talked about day after day. I have followed this guy, and I've just finished The Wrecking Crew by Thomas Frank.
Isn't that a great book?
He
stole the name from me. I've been referring to the Republican cabinet officers as The Wrecking Crew since Bush went to Washington.
America needs to know. Democrats, progressives need to know. This is probably one of the top three or four people in the conservative movement, and he has been since the early 80s or late 70s. And he's been involved with Abramoff and all this.
Yep.
This man is financed totally by corporations. Some input from you. You already know.
Well, corporations and some Indian gaming tribes that were manipulated by Abramoff. But, yeah, he's got dirty hands on many fronts, and it is simply criminal that the Republicans in California in the legislature are more loyal to Norquist than they are to Schwarzenegger or to the people of this state. And they're starting to crack a little bit. They've started to talk about some tax increases that they might be willing to accept. But it's very late in the game. They've taken us to the very brink here. And whatever legacy Schwarzenegger hoped to have is pretty well damaged. He'll be happy to go back to movies with Danny DeVito. I want to thank everybody for joining us here today. Thanks for your call, Gary. I'm running out of time here. Tom Hartman will return tomorrow. He's flying back to Portland right now. And I was delighted to sit in here. You can drop me a note, pro or con, peter@peterbcollins.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for joining us today on this edition of the Tom Hartman Program from Air America Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit HartmanRadio.com.